Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Just pressing some buttons, getting the show all set to go on the eve of the 4th of July. And wherever you are, I hope you are planning a festive celebration, and I hope you are planning a safe and wonderful weekend, our second big weekend of the summer season, and a weekend that has been disrupted mightily by a tropical system down here in Southwest Florida. But in that regard, I'm not all that concerned about it because we get great weather all year round. So c'est la vie, and I'm going to figure out a way to party with my buddy Scott over the weekend anyway. And you know,
a lot of times thunderstorms there, they conclude by like 5 p.m., right? The apex is like 3 to 5, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it shouldn't affect like fireworks displays or anything, right?
Yeah, but this is different. This is all day and all night. So that's kind of what we're dealing with right now. But the cool thing about my buddy Scott is that if we don't have fireworks, we can still get together. And what I like to do is I like to, chat with these people. They're very interesting. They've had interesting lives. Mm-hmm. And, I think it's fun to chat with them. And then I also enjoy just watching Scott count his money.
People should know, Mike, that your friend Scott is actor Scott Glenn.
Scott
who
Glenn.
Who is a wonderful actor and so many stories.
Would you like to hear my Scott Glenn impersonation?
I had no idea you did Scott Glenn.
I love it. You probably know it. You just didn't know it until I do it.
Because okay, go.
The Scott Glenn impersonation that I do is from a very famous older movie. All the actors are elderly in it now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it goes. But this is Scott Glenn from the classic movie about the American space program known as The Right Stuff.
Of course. Okay. I'm sorry. I misplaced it.
You ready?
Yep. Please.
Hold on. Let me just get this
right. Yeah, you got to get this right. You don't turn away from the camera, do you? Like Gorshin? I love it.
I get the collar right.
Yeah.
Request permission to relieve bladder. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Tell him he can go in the suit.
You give me grief sometimes. You say that I clap sarcastically. That was a very pure clap that I gave
you just then.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm just glad we, and now my Ed Harris from The Right Stuff. I'm just glad we live in a country. That's back when Ed Harris was doing that thing. Remember? Trying to sound like a tough guy. Remember Ed Harris when he was doing it like that?
He's, you know what? He has a reputation of being just such a good guy.
Does he have a bad rap?
I think he does.
Really?
I think he has maybe some issues with the fair sex. Let me see. I might be wrong.
The
you never
fair
can tell.
Sex. Mm-hmm. What is this, 1910?
Mike, it's 2025.
Come on, man, that's just not with it. That's you know, I mean,
Mike, if you wanted me to be with it, that's not the first direction to go.
Oh my God! We're really excited about the show because it comes at a good time when you're not going to have all your plans like you scheduled them. It's good that we can do a show thing that is in of doors and actually will be fun no matter what.
Yeah.
We are planning, and we'll mention it during the show a couple of times today, a very big bonus cocktail party show. And there they are.
Hey.
Oh, now, hold on. All right, maybe I didn't. Hold on. Let me take my specs off here. Okay. All right.
Hey,
now,
look, remember. Mike, you have
all right,
got
all right, all right. Let me explain. Let me ask this question.
Yeah.
Let me ask this question. How come two of the guys on the show have multiple lines on their faces? And you know, now we realize you're younger than that. Did you edit anything out?
No.
Did you edit out the lines on your face?
No, I did not.
The bags. There are no bags under your eyes. There are no lines on your face.
And
what's
of
going
course,
on with
he
this?
Looks like as he always does. Whether it's any sort of AI,
better than we do.
Well, he looks like a model. he makes himself look better. And now I mean, he even gave me a
dark
beard.
Circles under there, his
there's
eyes.
There's left lines on your face on that one.
Yeah. I like that you've given me one forehead line, so it looks like I'm wearing a bald cap.
But how about the 5 o'clock shadow you have now?
That's beautiful.
Where he's given you a beard. Right.
Yeah,
yeah, you've got a beard now.
As opposed to your Colonel Harland Sanders beard.
That well,
he's
but
given
that's
you.
Kind of true, though. I'll cop to that.
But
I don't
have
that shaped
color.
Beard. I don't have that shaped beard. I don't have that little thing. I shaved that.
You shaved the soul patch.
Yeah, the soul patch is shaved. I don't do that. It's funny.
Maybe you should grow it to match your photo.
Yeah, why not? but anyway, yeah. So
those come back. You just throw our photos in, and they come back like that, and you are like Brad Pitt all of a sudden.
Oh, here it is.
Yes.
Okay. Josh has gathered fireworks, and he has done the little test where you're going to be. Here's the problem with your fireworks. Problematic with the weather for you too, I would imagine. Tomorrow night.
I was just checking. Let's see.
You get a different way. You're far north of where I am, but I'm.
My weather for Saturday does say 85% chance of rain.
Whole state, Rob. I swear to God, is that is 85% chance.
But between 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock, I am at 20%.
Well, then that's
good. Pretty low.
You know what? I'll take
that's
those
good.
Odds.
All right. So we are urging people to go to MichaelMaraShow.com. We will all start this this little get-together, about an hour, 8:30, Saturday night. And the cool thing is, this time the hook, we always have a hook because it's a fundraiser for the show. And by the way, a fundraiser, which is essential, especially when, you know, when now I'm that guy. I'm that guy that goes to the dollar store before I go to the movies. With my kid.
Do you save money on candy?
I mean, ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah. It's like, you know what? That's the equivalent, Mike, of buying gas station candy instead of theme park candy.
Well,
you found a better provider.
It is. Much better. And it's also a reason to tell people to go to MichaelMaraShow.com and make your donations instead of Super Chats. As fun as Super Chats are and as appreciative as we are of Super Chats, we get YouTube takes like a third of that money.
All right, so why don't we do it? I'm trying to think of a way we can do it. Could you mention, do you have the Whisker Biscuits? Do you have the Kitty Chasers? Do you have all the fireworks standing by?
Do you have
Biscuits? I've got some sitting here. Uh-huh. I am going to the fireworks store to get a few more today because I'm going to need more.
All right, so people will know Saturday what the collection is.
Yes.
And then when we get that, they can give us a donation.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're
going to
put up a little price tag, I think.
Okay.
Where for a certain price range, you get the smaller ones.
Yeah. All right.
Higher price range.
Okay.
I think like $50 if you wanted to go in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, do you want to mention the auction?
To go in the sky.
Well, you know, the other ones are going to be the fountains.
Yeah.
And all. And Rob and I are still tweaking and coming up with an idea for the finale and how we handle the finale. I am also planning to buy one big firework that's going to be like the big one. That's
grand finale.
For the grand finale, our biggest donator.
Right.
You got to donate a big amount and we'll set this thing off that the cops might get called.
Okay. All right. That's exciting. So that's all starting at 8:30. It's our 4th of July, 5th of July spectacular. And we're going to be there. Rob will be there. I will be there.
We invite you all to have a drink and spend the evening with us because it's going to be a nice, fun evening.
Please do. And
I imagine my kids will be there.
Okay.
Because there's fireworks.
All right.
So I imagine they'll be out with the fireworks.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
I love that. I don't know on my end who's coming or who's not coming. I plan on being there. There's no question I will be there. The condition I'm in is predicated on how much fun I have the night before.
Well, you love to celebrate America.
I do indeed.
Mm-hmm.
I do indeed. Well, I mean, I'm celebrating with all my friends the big, beautiful Bill. I am.
And you know what? What's fun is that you actually have a friend named Big, Beautiful Bill.
Big, Beautiful Bill, who happens to be a Republican.
I don't doubt it.
You know, he said to me, and this moved me. He said, "Mike," and he put his hand on my forearm.
Yes,
and he said, "Listen, don't you think it's patriotic to add $3 trillion to the national debt. And I said, yes. Yes, it is, Bill. Big, beautiful Bill. Thank you.
But Triple
how
B.
Can we, but how Bill. Can we do that? He said, steal money from the people who need it the most. Take away their health care so they will die.
Don't worry. He also liked that last minute addition of let's tax gamblers more than they win so it destroys the entire industry.
Oh, is there a gambling provision in there?
There's a gambling provision in there where you have to pay taxes on the amount you win each time, not cumulative.
Cumulative.
Okay. Not if you spend $100.
Boy, I didn't even see that
and
one.
And at the end you only won $50, you still might have to pay taxes on the $150 that you won but lost right away.
Hey, guess what? That's crooked.
It's messed up.
That's really
That was a last minute addition, I think, as of yesterday.
That's stunning.
Yeah, and I think there is a 14% or 15% tax on Blackstone brand grills.
There you go. That's exciting. So the reason I went to the dollar store to get candy is because I took the little man out to the theater today. Now, this
Cinema.
Morning, I took my my car down to get after the 3 months of waiting for the door handle to arrive that was plastic and broken. Mm-hmm. It came in, and when I brought it in there, he said, the guy goes, you know, I forgot to mention to you when you had it in the last time that you were due for, and they don't give you services necessarily for these electric cars as much as they say, you were ready for a software update in October. And so it turns out that what do you need when you're going to get a loaner car because it's going to take longer than you expected? You need a driver's license. You know, I lose my driver's license, and I'm thinking, well, who gives a rat's ass? Yeah. Well, I found out about it because I got pulled over. Of course, you need one when you get pulled over, but I got through that. And then I get down to this dealership and said, you're going to need a car. So I got a loaner car. And he said, yeah, we're going to put you in it's a lot smaller than your car. And I kind of rolled my eyes, and he said, no, we got a brand new car. 55 miles on it. We just need your driver's license and your insurance card. In my center console was my registration. I said,
Excellent. Can
I use my registration? No, we don't need that. We need your insurance and your driver's license. My insurance card expired.
Oh, no.
And my driver's license nowhere to be found. But they worked
other than
it
that,
out.
Other than that, it was perfect.
They worked it out, and I'm in a literally brand new car, and I got the call about an hour before we went to tape that the car won't be ready until Monday. So that's fine with me.
How did you
around.
Work it out with no appropriate documents? Was there bribery?
You go to, because I was able to replace my driver's license online.
Sure.
They actually sent me an email. And through the portal that you use for the motor vehicle department, they have all your driver's license number.
Okay.
And it's it's all computerized.
Was
so
he
that
able
they
to
have
bring?
Information.
Was he able to bring up the picture?
Unfortunately, Rob, no. Nor was I able to bring the one up to bring into you today. But
that's
I will find
sad.
It.
Yeah.
I promise you. Remind me. I will bring it to you. I will find it. And because it's absolutely pouring rain here. And, you know, my little guy, I was thinking about it. This has been the summer of him. I have been his pal. I have been his.
Hasn't he had previous summers of him, too, though?
I think he has. But this one is whether it's fishing, whether it's the all-star baseball team that he played on, mm-hmm. whether it's taking him out to the golf course, whether it is taking him to the fishing hole. It's been all about him, and I love him. And I don't mind him being in my pocket. Even when he's at his absolute soon-to-be 12 pain-in-the-assness as much as anybody. Even coming into the studio about 2 hours before showtime where he's like, Dad, how you doing? You got enough for the show today? I said, yes.
Why are you asking me that? Oh, because he's trying to book himself?
He wants to book himself because he's bored. And he wants to come in. This is, I said, this is not a playroom. This is where I do my little show. So he was doing that, but it's fine. And the blockbuster that everybody's talking about is, I wrote down the title.
Great.
Jurassic World Part Doe.
Doe?
Yes. Part D-E-A-U-X. Part Doe. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I got it wrong. That's Jurassic World Revisited.
Ah.
That's okay. The sequel that's very, very popular.
Mike, you remember the overture, don't you? Sorry, I didn't know there was two verses.
There are plenty of people.
Thank you.
Who will listen to this show.
Yeah.
Who were not old enough or even alive to see the Steven Spielberg original Jurassic Park that was in theaters, but I was.
And not all, I mean, to draw a comparison, they don't remember the movie. And Mike, you remember when dinosaurs were alive.
I remember when they were alive. What I really remember, Rob,
they're
was
mostly in the zoo when you were
the
a kid.
The twin sister of one of my wives laughing hysterically as we, as four people, four adults, my ex-wife and her sister and her sister's husband came out of the Severna Park, Maryland Theater.
Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful theater.
And I did my physical impression.
That would have been Marley Station, I believe.
That
would have been Marley Station because that is the same movie theater that I saw Jurassic Park in.
Jurassic Park or Jurassic Park.
Yes,
way back when.
Yes.
Hugely popular film. I mean, a cinema-changing film at that particular time.
Didn't we have an early morning pre-opening screening for that? Wasn't that one of those
movies? I don't know.
Because it was great.
No, I don't think so because I went to see it on my own. So I don't think we did. I remember Terminators were a big part of what we
did. Yeah, we did that a lot.
One of our crew liked Arnold. But anyway,
Arnold and Batman especially was popular. Yeah.
There you go. And I came out of the theater, and I can't do it on our little camera here, but I put my hands on it, and I did the Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you were the monsters at the end that chased the kids into the kitchen.
And what you do is you put your hands up, giving yourself the little T-Rex arm, and then you do the kind of a squat walk, almost like a rooster.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the same way you can do an impression of Rachel Ray.
Yes, really, on her TV show. And hilarity ensued. It was
and that wasn't
very,
enough
very
to
fun.
Save the marriage?
Nope. Not a chance. As I like to say with all of my marriages, wasn't my fault.
No,
I understand. But anyway.
Is the sister still married?
Yeah.
God bless her. That's fantastic. Good for them.
So the latest one.
Yeah.
I got the title written down.
Here. Rebirth.
It's
Jurassic World Rebirth.
No, Jurassic World Afterbirth, I think.
No, it's Jurassic World Scarier. Scarier. Jurassic World Scarier.
Scarier.
No. Jurassic World, Who Dat Getting Chomped On?
Oh, that sounds like a good title.
Jurassic World. Bring on the mutants, bitch.
That can't be the name of it.
No, Jurassic World. One. What's that?
The last one they had mutants.
Okay. Well, they they have mutants in this one, Josh.
Oh gosh. Can't they get rid
of
the mutants?
In fact, the mutant might be the worst one of all.
I don't understand mutants in Jurassic World because aren't dinosaurs scary enough?
They crossbred them to make them even more scary. Jurassic World Final Countdown.
The same technology, Mike, they used to make a beautiful apple, they used to make a dinosaur, and they blew it. They blew it.
I understand that.
Mike, I found your driver's license right here.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
As I asked ChatGPT to make you a driver's license.
That doesn't look... What is that?
What
that
picture is that?
Those aren't my eyes.
I don't know
those
what that
aren't
is.
Even close to... That is
I've
that. Those are not my eyes.
No.
Mike, in 35 years, I don't recall that haircut either.
That haircut or eyes. Like, I mean, I think it helps in the mouth area.
No, I think it's your old There's an old photo of you.
It's no, based on an old publicity photo.
That's what I'm saying. It's based on a publicity photo, right?
But yeah.
It's like a weatherman
from the nose up, you know?
Yes.
That's what it is.
He's not six feet tall.
Jurassic World, Dino Mite.
Is Jimmy Walker in it?
Okay, I'll give you the last one.
All right.
Jurassic World. That's a big lizard. It's referred to, gentlemen, as a soft reboot. Jurassic World reboot.
Well, as you get older, Mike.
Yeah. No, not a direct sequel to Jurassic World Dominion. It's a soft reboot, meaning it exists within the same universe, but with a new storyline and cast of characters.
As idiots will often say, it's part of the Jurassic Parkiverse.
Well, this was... I warned my son going into this film.
Yeah.
I said, I really am burning the candle at both ends lately, and I'm really tired, and I might fall asleep in it. No, Dad, you're not going to fall asleep. You're not going to fall asleep.
He can't say that.
I am telling you that delightfully entertained from the beginning until the very end of
it. Was it not over length?
You liked this movie?
Loved it.
I'm
absolutely
shocked.
I didn't like. I liked the original, maybe, and then every single sequel. I think was a big bag of water. Did not do it for me. And Chris Pratt leaves me cold. I'm not a Chris Pratt fan. Mm. Not that I don't like the guy. I think he's likable. I just don't think, you know, he doesn't do anything for me. And I don't think he's that great an actor.
Yeah.
Did you set yourself up to just enjoy any movie? Were you there with a big bucket of popcorn or something?
My son had informed me that the movie was getting good reviews. I double checked it afterwards. It did not get great reviews. Quite the opposite.
I just looked it up. Better than I expected.
Well,
better,
probably but not, scoring not high among the, 11 year olds. Well, they all liked it. Yeah.
Well, they all say
good scores from the audience.
Yeah.
Not
good
the
scores
critics.
From the audience. Critics didn't like it.
Any stars in it that we would know?
Yeah. Which made it, is it Mahershala Ali? Is that, did I pronounce the name correctly?
Right, he
from,
is in it.
Who's spectacular in anything he does. And Scarlett Johansson, who is, you know, I realize she's married to Colin Jost. I realize she's a sex symbol. I don't think she gets enough credit for being really a solid actress. She's just good.
Which dinosaur was she?
See, that's she didn't play a dinosaur.
Everybody in the movie, it worked for me. The storytelling worked. The acting was better.
Is Newman in it?
No.
Oh,
isn't
that's
that a
sad.
Shame?
That is. Well, I think he died in the other one.
He's in the original, and that's he's about the best part of it.
I think he dies in the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He gets
But if this is a soft reboot.
I'm not giving anything away here. The dinosaur that killed Newman's in it. Not the same
dinosaur,
but the same type of dinosaur that goes.
I remember
with
that.
The big
That's
a scary dinosaur.
That's a scary dinosaur.
Great scary dinosaur. I am here to tell you, if this is a movie your kid wants to go see, you can get through it.
It looked to me like it might be one of those 2-hour 15s.
Look, they're all too long. This movie comes in right about 2 hours, which is half an hour too long.
Yeah.
It does not need to be
100
two
minutes
hours.
Is a great length for
like
a movie.
They need to justify the budget. That's what it is. But I will tell you at the end of the day, it was a solid entertaining film that I didn't in no way expect it to be a solidly entertaining film. I liked it. Maybe I've been in a good mood. Maybe that's because I'm giving these. No, I'm never in a good mood.
No,
so that's
and you
not
also don't like movies
it.
Very much. I mean,
I don't like action adventure movies.
Like those, you know what? You are averse, I think, to the summer blockbuster.
I'm averse to usually any blockbuster. I like independent stories that are well written.
And, of course, legitimate theater.
And porn.
But not blockbuster porn. It has to be independent porn.
You know, I don't think there's been blockbuster porn since the advent of porn. Behind the Green Door, Deep Throat. Those were blockbuster. You can't have blockbuster porn because that's not the way it's distributed.
Did you know that one time
Showgirls was pretty big?
But that's not porn.
That's not porn. That
doesn't cross enough for
that's
you.
Soft core.
Sammy Davis Jr.
You can't go further,
Mike,
and be blockbuster.
In the early 70s, actually hosted a screening of Deep Throat at his pad, man, because so many Hollywood people wanted to see it. But they didn't want to have to go to the theater. So we had a private screening of Deep Throat. And I thought, that's really gross, isn't it?
That's really gross. That's really decadent Hollywood right there. You know?
I don't like when you go to an occasional bachelor party, and I hope it's not like this anymore, where they'll show a stag film. I'm not comfortable with that.
What? How did you phrase that?
A stag film.
You know, like they might do it now?
When's the last time you were at a bachelor party?
What is your world? Is the line between your reality and your living in the past becoming that blurred where you would make
When I was of the age that I would go to a bachelor party, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm talking 30 years ago. They would sometimes, as I said, occasionally, like, put a porno on, like, in the background.
So you would not go to a bachelor party if you were 30 or 40?
No, I would, but I don't think I have.
Okay, but it's just, you know, the stag films weren't even, that's not even your era.
I just like the phrase stag film. That's
what it is.
Yeah.
You like being in, you want to live in a different time.
I do.
That's what this is about. Mm-hmm. You want to live in a different world. Stag films are like 50s, maybe?
40s. 40s.
40s and 50s.
Yeah.
I'm old enough, and you're not. I am old enough to remember seeing a dirty movie on film, on a Super 8 like film. I'm old enough. You're not.
Gross.
I am old. It's not good. It's what you had. It's what you had. And they were. It was terrible.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole notion of, you know, what the primary use of those movies is, and you don't want to be fooling with a projector before you do that.
It's really different than what it was, because what it was not that. It was guys watching a movie, and then whatever they were going to do. Nobody's doing that in that environment.
No.
That's not happening.
No, Pee-wee.
It became personal. Once it was private, do you understand?
Yeah,
once
I guess
it
you're
became,
right.
Once it became like VHS tapes or Betamaxes, then it became personal, and then of course, people would do what comes naturally in the private. But prior to that, yeah, I'll give you another example. We took a bunch of high school kids, and we went to the Manchester Twin. A bunch of guys.
This
was two weeks
ago, right?
Right. How long ago?
This is when I was in high school.
No, I know. I'm kidding.
In the 1970s, and you go, and nothing's going to happen if you're with a bunch of your high school buddies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to use the term.
I understand, but if you're in high school, that would happen if you saw Romper.
That would happen on a bumpy bus ride.
Exactly, yeah.
But you can't act on it because you're with your mates. Now, the creeps that are in there might pull the Pee Wee Herman. So my point being,
your crowd
is this
of high schoolers that went with you, were there any fancy lads that might, you know, try to make something happen there?
Can you rephrase that question?
What direction are you going with this?
I don't know what meds he I don't know what drug cocktail he took before the show today.
Same
I
as
know
always.
The energy has been a little different. He's more awake. And he's more manic, so that's. But I have no idea what that question. Do you mean is there a guy that wanted to somehow sneak pleasuring himself into the theater because he was fancy,
or with another guy?
What? Like have homosexual sex?
What type of parties do you go to?
What are you doing?
I've never been.
Let me explain, Josh.
I
can explain.
Okay.
I can explain.
Let Mike explain because this will be right.
This is Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. All right. It's explained by Matthew Broderick. All right. Even though Rob will tell you there were maybe one or two others, but then he ultimately married the woman, one of the very first women he had relations with. And therefore, that's when all other activities ceased.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't
and
necessarily.
We didn't even have sex until like
sexuality.
We were like married 4 years is before she
said
yes.
That's why he says stag films. And he asks odd questions.
Right.
And he focuses on one element of sexual behavior.
Fancy lads.
Yeah, and fancy lads, yeah. Which is just, he's all over the place, and it's always a very interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
He's not happy about being called out.
But I think the answer to his question is that everyone kept their hands to themselves.
Okay, that's good. That's polite.
And I found it not in any way a nice experience. I wanted to get the hell out of there. And I am reasonably sure that we had a bunch of different guys that took different cars to the theater, and I know I left early. It's not that I didn't like the material. I didn't like the material sitting in a theater with a bunch of dudes.
I understand.
It just didn't work for me.
Do you remember was it a wide-released movie?
Well, they didn't release those kind of movies wide. They couldn't be released wide.
Well, you were talking about the days of like Caligula or Deep Throat. They would get a wide release.
Yeah, but the regular, fare that they would put on the screens there was just whatever you had, and you didn't even pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. You just knew that it was the dirty movie theater. That's what it was. You didn't know what was going to
at the end of the movie that you saw. Did Newman die?
I left early.
I understand.
So I don't know whether he died or not. But getting back to Jurassic World Part Deux, it was good. It was entertaining, and it was entertaining because I like the acting. And then the reviews say that, too, that you normally don't get movies like that have the A-lister actors that can pull off a role in anything. And what was the movie that Mahershala Ali was in where he played the pianist with Viggo Mortensen? The Green something. I forgot what it was.
Not the Green Mile.
No.
No.
The Green Book. Maybe the Green Book, right?
Yes.
Where they're talking about the Green Book, which he was amazing. And he is an amazing actor. He doesn't get enough credit. I hope he does more movies because he is one of those actors, and you just don't get the movies in quantity anymore where a guy like that can carry it, where this guy, you put him on screen, he's in that category now. I'm actually going to look for his name to just follow on because he's that good.
I know he's supposed to be the new Blade action star for Marvel.
He'll pull it off. It's unfortunate because I think that the action adventure genre, he's above it. He's better than that. So, but anyway, it was. If you want to go see it, go enjoy yourself. It'll be spectacular. I wanted to ask both of you that outside of the regular 4th of July celebration we're doing on the show, do you guys have any? Is there anything happening in your worlds? Are you going to be doing anything special for the holiday tomorrow?
Josh?
Kids are coming over. We're going to do a cookout and some fireworks.
How many kids total
in the rain?
Yeah, I haven't looked at the weather for tomorrow. So about the rain.
Okay.
So that's the plan. I believe all my kids are coming over. I believe
Owen
will be here and all three girls and maybe a mother-in-law. Maybe.
Cool. Lots of fun.
This is the European mother-in-law?
It is.
Oh,
I mean, she's not European, but she went on that trip, yes.
I understand.
No, Mike, you had a European mother-in-law. No,
it
was an aunt, wasn't it?
I did for a particular. Here we go. Thursday, thunderstorms. That's today. Right. All day.
Okay.
Raining all day today. 70% tomorrow. 70% on Saturday. 70% on Sunday. 50% on Monday. 50%. Tuesday, 60%. Then 60%, 70%. It's raining always.
Yeah, but
here.
My weather tomorrow says rain. It says 75% chance of rain. But then when I open it, it's 20% all day, except for that 2 to 3:30 slot where it's 30%.
We'll know if we kick it to Josh during our 4th of July spectacular on Saturday, and he says, I can't come to the phone right now because I'm in the middle of a flooded area.
You know, they've got some of some firecrackers where they'll say, we'll explode underwater. Maybe I should grab a few of those in case it's raining.
Bottle rockets will blow up underwater because once you shoot them, they've already got the fire inside. And then pop. That's all.
You know
fun.
What also stays lit underwater? A flare.
That's right.
You know how I know that?
How?
Because I saw Jurassic World bring on the new lizards.
Where he waves it back and forth?
Yeah. underwater to get, because that's how they, you know,
destroy. Well, I think they do that in every Jurassic Park
movie. I think they do. I think it's like the light. Get right. The light. But man, it is one ugly creature at the end. I don't know what kind of crossbreeding they did, but boy, oh boy, it's pretty nasty. Pretty nasty.
My 4th of July started out to be nice, and then it became depressing.
What's up with that?
It hasn't started yet.
I know. You know, we are down to one car in my home because Carrie destroyed the other car.
You still haven't gotten the car yet?
No.
Okay. All
right. And so I thought of something I'd like to do, and I called my mother, my dear, sweet mother, and she loves me, and she's a great mom. And I said, could I use your car on the 4th of July? And she said, what for? And I told her, and she said, I would like to come along for that. And I said, would you really? And she said, yes. And I said, great. I will meet you on the morning of the 4th, and we will go to King's Dominion together. And so I was going to take my mom and go to King's Dominion because they have fireworks.
You're going back?
But Mike, like all people with red blood in their veins, she canceled on me. So now I'm going to King's Dominion on the 4th of July. By the way, perfect weather, 86 degrees and sunny, but I'm going by myself.
There were ads everywhere saying they've got the best fireworks display.
So, you know, I'll see fireworks down there.
But he's going in the morning. He's going in the morning.
But I'll still be there for the fireworks.
So you're going to go there all day?
Yeah,
of course.
You're going two Saturdays in a row or two weekends in a row?
Yeah, exactly. Well, twice in a week is the easiest way to say it. So, yeah, I'll be back at King's Dominion. But, again, can't even get a relative to go with me, which is sad. I'd even, Mike.
Why won't Carrie go this time if it's not as hot?
She has work to do.
Okay. All right.
And I was even looking into renting my mother a scooter. So a mobility scooter, because, you know, when you walk around for 8 hours, you get tired, and she's not as young as she used to be. And I had to cancel the scooter because my mom's not coming. So
why did she cancel?
No dog care for her. And also she realized the time of the investment for the fireworks to see them. She had no problem getting there early.
Why don't you go down there later?
Yeah, go in the evening.
And
go
miss evening, out like on all the fun?
No, go early enough. To ride rides, but then be able to stay for the fireworks.
Yeah, you got your fill last week.
If I'm going to go, I'm going to go. And I'm going to make it.
He's kind of blaming it on his mom, but that's kind of set in your ways thing.
No, I'm not blaming it on
my
mom.
You
got to
be there with the rope drop club?
Yeah, the rope drop crew. I like the way I do it. And if I had someone else going with me, maybe I would alter my plans. But no one has chosen to go with me, so I get to make all the rules. And know this, I understand how sad this sounds, but I'm going to try to have a good time.
Did you get your pass covered?
Of course. Remember, we had one left.
It's just like, what, a free pass?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right. We've got one free pass and one free fast pass left.
Yeah.
Is this a pass that has a shelf life?
No, just this season. But I did get another one for my mother. And another fast pass for my mother before she canceled. Maybe she and Carrie are using the same playbook where they agree to something and allow me to make the arrangements and then cancel it.
All right, folks, let me give you a little bulletin on me here. Mm-hmm. All right, because you know I bust Rob's chops more than anyone on this show, but I have to tell you, this is one of those moments where I'm a little pissed off. I'm a little pissed off, not at Rob at all. I'm a little pissed off at the people. Yeah, don't they get you that maybe you need a little, you know, a little LUV, you need a little Kwan.
I don't even need love. I would be happy with support at this point. I don't
or
need
a little no, companionship, you need
something,
you know?
Yeah.
A year ago you lose your best buddy who was a King's Dominion guy 2 years ago, and then you said to me yesterday on the show when I asked you about it, you said she loves, or 2 days ago, she loves the going to King's Dominion.
She did.
Just not with Rob.
Yeah. That seems to be the thing. And I'm putting it behind me. I'm going to go and I'm going to make do and have a maybe, Mike, I will make a friend at King's Dominion.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I know you do this.
Just make sure it's an adult friend.
But you do this. If you found someone that you knew in the and you know a lot of listeners around the D.C. area as well as around the country, mm-hmm. and you are, it's inarguably, you are the listener's friend more than anybody on the show.
Thank you.
You hang out all the time. And would there be someone who would maybe want to be get a pass and a fast pass to go on rides with you that you would say thumbs up if you were able to vet them?
Yes, we have 16 hours. Feel free to reach out. And if you tickle my fancy, I will meet you there with the appropriate tickets and things. And we can ride rides and stay for fireworks. It'll be great. And you know what? If you, the listener...
Here's what George Ruth says. All right?
Well, this is not his real name because it looks like Babe Ruth.
Yeah, that'd be Babe.
Yeah. Rob, the people in your life take you for granted. I do not. I love you dearly.
Oh.
You are the reason I got hooked on the Don and Mike show. If I were a homosexual, unmarried, and you were the same, ..
Yeah. Well, I'm not looking for that because there's too many rides to ride, but you sound like a very nice person. Thank you, Babe Ruth.
Well, yeah. You did say you want someone to tickle you.
No, I said tickle my fancy.
If you have 100 fans, I'm one of them. If you have one fan, I'm that fan. If you have no fans, it's because I've died a horrible and painful death.
Now it's a little creepy.
Well, you know what?
I'm vetting that for you. Stay away from
that. Yeah, the second message kind of ruined it. He was in the running for a bit. But, yeah, reach out to me.
Now, Stefano75 says, what's the matter with you, Rob?
I don't know. I think a lot of people are sick of me, in my family anyway.
Oh,
I know Carrie is.
You know, not that you're going to change your plans, right. But Quinn R. says, Rob, won't you miss 1776 on TCM?
Don't you know that I've already loaded it into my iPhone? So I have it.
Oh, God. Well, you going to watch it in the park?
Maybe.
While waiting in line.
Well, you see, here's the thing, Mike. The fireworks will go until at least 10:30. So I got myself, and I'm curious if it's the same facility that Josh used. A $40 hotel room. It's behind the truck.
So you're going to stay down there?
You're gonna
stay there? I don't want to drive after 10:30 to come home.
All right.
I believe I stayed at the Courtyard or something. No, Comfort Suites.
This
Comfort
is much Suites. Worse than that. This one is behind the truck stop across from KD. But $40, I mean, you won't spend that on
gas.
All
right, George, you're starting to piss me off. All right. The old Mike would say no one likes a quitter because you don't drink anymore. That's not what a friend would say to Rob Spiewak. All right.
But Mike, you don't like quitters.
But you got
but
a hotel?
It doesn't have to do with drinking.
Right, but you got a hotel because you don't want to drive home after the fireworks?
Yeah. I did.
It's a long day. He's gonna be exhausted. He's getting up at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'll be spent. Yes.
All right. Are you locked in that this is
going to happen?
You know what? You go. You'll have a good time.
You're right.
You probably will bump into some people down there and go see Rob at King's Dominion. And
let
go
me
hang
offer
out
this,
with him.
Mike.
God damn it. Rob, Sharon, God, come on, Carrie.
As part
go,
of.
Go down there and surprise him, for Christ's sake.
I did it for them once, but I don't see it happening this time. Mike, as part of the Mike O'Mara Show No Bummer Summer, if you spot me on Independence Day at King's Dominion, 12,000 Theme Park Way in Doswell, Virginia, first person to spot me and make contact, I will buy you a turkey leg. I promise.
You don't have to do that. They should buy you a turkey
and this sounds the opposite of a No Bummer Summer.
You're right. Really, it's the All Bummer Summer.
All right. Well, more on that, I suppose, you know.
But
I told
you.
We'll know more about
it
on Saturday
depressing.
Night.
Yeah, I told you it was depressing.
But, Rob, I like this because you're doing what you like to do.
Yes.
I would do that. If I was up there, I would do the same thing. I'd go to the ball game again, even if no one else wants to go.
And
maybe
you
the
go.
Fact
that's what
that
I enjoy.
Maybe what I'm doing, the things I like, is why no one wants to do things with me.
Look, you knock yourself out. I am not prepared to in any way, shape, or form bust your chops.
I enjoy
the laser show.
You're dealing with your ass, and you go do what makes you happy, brother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I can't afford it anymore, and I'm really kind of scared of it to get out there. But on my own, alone, you put me in a car and send me to a casino if money's not a problem.
Yeah.
I'm there 12 hours. On my, and it's the same thing. That's your little fix.
That's my
thing.
That's
your self-medication. Yeah. That's your hypnotism. Go
and
for it. Knock
you
your
know,
socks
it
out.
Was,
you're perfectly normal. You're smart to do it. Have a fantastic
thank
time.
Thank you. Thank
right.
You.
Don't worry about feeling weird staring at the kids.
I won't.
I know that's why you left early last week.
Yeah. I'll do better this. I've prepared. And you know what? I will say this.
What do you mean you're prepared? Dark glasses?
Yes. Rainbow. I'm sorry. They are red, white, and blue frames with mirrored lenses.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not. This is not. I'm not going to make a pathetic pitch for this. All right. But I'm simply saying, if you happen to bump into our guy here, one of the sweetest, nicest, funniest people you will ever meet.
You can make me blush.
And I hope somebody goes down and hangs out with you.
I would love it.
For Christ's sake, I'm feeling you this much right now, where if I was in Northern Virginia, you know what I would do? I would probably call you.
I know you would.
At some point during the
day. You would FaceTime with me. From a horizontal position, you would put on your headphones and FaceTime with me.
We'll get back to this.
I hope to see everybody there. And remember, Mike, the Laser Show is brought to you by Bomb Pops.
No, how was the Laser original Show? Bomb Pop. How was it? Was it good, boys?
I enjoyed
it. Was the Laser Show good?
Yeah, it was fine.
It was good. Have you ever driven around and seen one of those houses lit up by Christmas time where all the lights blink to the music?
Yeah.
Say no more.
Imagine if King's Dominion did it.
But you see, here's what's the magical thing.
You brought in professionals.
I hate that Josh is so far away because the brief time, well, not brief, but the day we spent at King's Dominion together, we have the same theme park sensibilities.
I would love to be there with you tomorrow, Rob.
It would be great. I would love
that.
It'd
be great. I'm not driving 9 hours. I understand. But I'd love to be there.
I understand.
Have fun.
Put another check mark under bummer.
Let's move on. But first, how would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big 4th of July party you go to?
That's great.
It's
party.
It's as easy as pie, which is a great American dessert for Independence Day. Just show up with a bottle of wine with a truly unique story. This podcast, sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. You will not find a better deal.
So good.
And I love that they hold the line on that price because it is a great deal. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code. You know it, you love it, TMOS, for both the code and password. And you'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS. The code TMOS, 6 bottles, $39.99. Now, stick a feather in your hat and call it macaroni because it's the 4th of July weekend, everybody. Come on now. Come on now. Hey.
Maybe I'll do that. Put a feather in my hat.
No, you like wear a Ben Franklin outfit and walk around the park.
Too hot for that, Mike. Yeah, that probably. I might do at the Halloween haunt. But not in the summertime.
A little warm. I hope you, I predict, I'm going to make a prediction. You're going to have a spectacular, surprise, spectacular Friday at King's Dominion.
You know what? I feel that it's in the offing. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Knock yourself out.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. And go see Rob. He's going to be there tomorrow. We're not going to give them any more free promotion. They don't need it.
No.
But go down and check it out. I think you'll have a fantastic time with them. So knock yourselves out and go.
You keep saying that as if I'm going to hit my head. I don't want to knock myself out.
I know you don't. I feel for you on that. I really do. I think that's something where people.
But you know what? Two things I love: theme parks and fireworks. How can I miss?
And people watching.
People watching is great.
It's going to be a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're probably going to be washed out with the fireworks, and I like them too. I like the fireworks too, and we'll see what happens. Anyway,
Thank you, Mike.
Sad day today. Michael Madsen, the actor best known for his Reservoir Dogs role in the Quentin Tarantino film. He died Thursday. He was 67. He died from cardiac arrest at his home in Malibu, California, according to KNBC. He was found unresponsive in the home on Thursday morning. In the last 2 years, Michael Madsen has been doing some incredible work with independent film. According to his representatives, Susan Ferris, Ron Smith, and Liz Rodriguez, they told that to KNBC. He was really looking forward to his next chapter in his life. Madsen compiled an extensive resume as a talented actor, character actor, but his biggest and most memorable films were all collaborations with Tarantino. Tarantino saw something in Madsen that really stuck out, and he's just a great, heavy, great, scary, dangerous actor. He starred as the terrifying Mr. Blonde in Reservoir Dogs, the brooding gunslinger Joe Gage in The Hateful Eight, and in both parts of Kill Bill as a target of the main character's revenge spree, played by Uma Thurman, and you know, just a good actor, just a really, really good actor, and a sister that was in Sideways, right? Virginia Madsen is his sister. Yeah, Hollywood family out there, and always a bummer. And you know, having somebody that close to my own age is, you know, I can say it because if I don't say it, I'll get depressed, and that's he died too young, young to go.
Absolutely,
100%. Charlize Theron hasn't had many senseless hookups in her 49 years. Charlize Theron is 49. She's going to be 50. That is hard to believe.
Wow.
But she had one recently that blew her mind. By the way, if you want to see something, this is where the inner perv is coming out of me right now.
Yes.
Google, not Google, YouTube, Charlize Theron speaks Afrikaans. It's if you enjoy it like I do, you can thank me later. On the
speaks
call,
what?
Afrikaans, the South African language.
Oh, okay, because she's from South Africa, right?
Yes. On the Call Her Daddy podcast, she said, quote, "I've probably had 3 one-night stands in my entire life, but I did just recently," and she says, "F a 26-year-old, and it was really effing amazing."
This is,
she added, quote, "I don't have many of them. I'm sitting here sounding like I do. So when I do, I'm like, oh, yeah, F yeah, I should have done this in my 20s. And anytime Charlize Theron is talking about her sex life, that is headline making news that I lead with, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, Charlize. Yes.
She's probably, is she the most famous person named Charlize?
I think, Rob, though, it might be the Tom Hanks factor, because I'm reasonably sure she may have a film that's out right now. I think that might be that old go on a podcast and say
something. She's doing a podcast.
Yeah, and she's like, it's a little titillating. I think she's got a movie floating around that might be getting bad reviews, but I'm not sure.
Is she in the dinosaur movie?
No, she's not in that one. That's Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, just checking.
Hollywood Walk of Fame class of 2026 was announced yesterday. There's a total of 35 who were selected. We're going to give you a few of them here, not all of them. It was done by an independent committee and received hundreds of nominations, and then they decide who it's going to be. In the TV category, Sarah Michelle Gellar. You're a fan.
She's fine. I don't know that she's done anything. I don't think she belongs on the Walk of Fame.
Okay. Gordon Ramsay also. Bradley Whitford. We were talking about him yesterday.
I think that Whitford and Ramsay both are good choices.
And Noah Wiley. He formerly of ER and now The Pitt.
Well, the
great,
Pitt,
great.
I'm sure
show.
The Pitt people paid. I don't mean to pop my peas like that. The Pitt people probably paid for his star because that's, you know, going into the second season.
Paying for the pretty perk, Pitt.
That's from Broadcast News, Josh.
There will also be a double ceremony for Good Morning America co-anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts.
Have they recognized David Hartman yet?
David Hartman. The motion picture category includes Demi Moore, Emily Blunt, Timothy Chalamet.
Yes,
too young for Timothy Chalamet. Okay?
He's had a couple. He's got a couple big ones under his belt.
He's the it boy. I know that. Director Chris Columbus. He's made a lot of good stuff. Rami Malek played Freddie Mercury. Rachel McAdams. Love Rachel McAdams. Molly Ringwald and Stanley Tucci, who I cannot bear to watch when he's doing his little podcast and he's doing his hand and making his food and being a snob.
I understand.
Stanley Tucci.
Did they ignore the guy from your TV show that you like so bad? That really handsome fellow? I remember he was ACR was his initials or ACM. Who was the guy you brought up?
The guy from Reacher.
Yes. He doesn't have a star yet?
Not yet. Not, but Jack Reacher should have a star. The real one. The big guy that beats people up.
Or out in your front yard.
The recording category includes Miley Cyrus, Josh Groban, and Air Supply. And the only one for the sports entertainment category is a guest that if you guys were ever to book him on this show, I would probably react like fans when they see him and burst into tears, and that is Shaquille O'Neal. If somebody got Shaq on the show,
It's always Shaq for you.
It is Shaq.
You will buy anything.
Guest. He's my number one. Has been for a long time.
Ever since Pete Wysocki passed, he's the one athlete you want on the show.
There's a reference that no one will understand.
But Mike, if someone gets it, they're going to laugh their ass off.
Don't you want people to join you in King's Dominion? Stop with those references.
Charlize has a new movie called The Old Guard 2 that came out on Netflix yesterday.
There we go.
Ah, Mike, you spotted it. You spotted it.
Seven people were reported missing after a huge explosion at a fireworks warehouse in California Tuesday night. Several cities had to cancel or postpone their 4th of July displays because their fireworks were stored there. If you haven't seen it, we sent this to Josh this morning, and let's take a look at this fireworks warehouse. You know what's going to happen. Here we go.
All right. Let's see. Is it not playing?
The smoke does not seem to be moving. Did I send you a there? Oh,
no, you sent it. It's just not
actually
playing.
Mike. I've got a couple clips of video that we can
Let's
go to.
Let's see if yours work.
Here is, I believe, this is just the explosion.
Or explosions right there.
Oh, no, this is live coverage.
And you see the black smoke, so this is not a good situation.
Okay, yeah, you can absolutely see the left of your screen. This is catching right now. So
shut
we
up.
Just want to remind you, you're
shut
watching
up.
The KCRA 3
Good job. Good job, Anchorwoman, yammering over the video. Way to go to remind people, you stupid idiot, what station they were looking at.
Mike, we also have without commentary. Oh no, that's the full news coverage. I don't. You know what? Mine didn't play either. The actual isolated footage.
So the one I saw the one that Rob played, and I'm glad we had at least something to show you what it was. But she is yammering, and obviously in her acorn-sized brain, she perceives that hey, my bosses will really like it if I give a promo for the station. Roll yours again, Rob, and watch what she does here. You know?
She did not know. It's not like a countdown to the fireworks going off.
Let me give you my point. Dynamic, let me make my point, Josh. Yeah. When you have video like this, you have to be chill. You can't be manic because if you're babbling, you're going, and everybody kind of senses something might happen.
Right.
That's why they've got that. But
this is not a good situation.
Okay, yeah, you can absolutely see the on the left of your screen. This is catching right now. So we just want to remind you, you are watching the KCRA 3 News at 7.
It's just steamrolls right here.
You saw it coming.
Yeah,
you didn't.
You're right. She didn't see it coming.
If
she
you
been
did,
quiet.
Josh's point would have been accurate.
Right.
Yeah. We're fine.
This guy in the cockpit.
I don't know if you guys heard that, but that was quite intense.
You think?
God.
She was just trying to get the call letters in, like you're doing a song talk.
And you know what? I didn't know. I mean, it's not exactly on point, but did you know that I think it's near Sacramento? There was a county called Yolo County. That's where it is. It took place there.
Yolo?
Yolo.
Okay.
Yolo County. As in, like, you only live once.
You know, the fireworks store. I've never been to the fireworks store here. It's a big store off 95. And when you go in, they have a security guard there that stops you to ask if you have any lighters or matches or guns in your pockets before going through.
I stopped there when I used to go up the 95 corridor. I'd stop there to get my cigarettes. That's where we do it every single time. And is that really Sacramento where they were showing that video? That's where it came from? Mm-hmm. Well, now we know because we all know the Sacramento TV stations make the best choices. Let's move on, shall we, ladies and gentlemen?
Wow, that's a deep cut. And
Chuck
we
E. Cheese,
thank you.
Let's move on. Announced a new spinoff chain specifically for adults. It's called Chuck's Arcade.
Shoot me.
The first 10 opened this week in malls across the U.S.
Business plan. Everyone loves a mall.
They're basically just a normal arcade like you used to see at every mall, but some of them will also serve food and alcohol. Regular Chuck E. Cheese's, they also serve beer and wine, so it's not that much. Each location has newer games that I'm not even going to mention.
Okay.
And yes, you can earn tickets and win prizes. You know what we call adult arcades? Casinos!
But Mike, to be fair, do they have like an extra deep ball pit for adults?
It's like a mini Dave and Buster's.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's what they're trying to steal the thunder of. And I wish them the best of luck.
They preserve that wonderful homemade pizza.
Yum,
remember
yum.
When Chuck E. Cheese was closing and they were accused of, and they never really fought the fact that when people had leftover pizza, they'd reassemble them and reserve
yes.
them.
Nastiness.
Remember this, folks.
Pure nastiness.
Yeah.
Finally today, Waffle House lovers can rejoice and order their favorite egg dishes in peace once again on Tuesday. That's July 2, if you're keeping track mm-hmm. in your calendars. The popular breakfast chain announced that eggs will no longer have a surcharge. Excellent news. As of July 2nd, the egg surcharge is officially off the menu. Thanks for understanding, they wrote. Excellent news.
That's funny.
Bite me. The announcement came almost 5 months to the date of the Georgia-based chain releasing a memo. Of course, it originates in Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Releasing a memo stating that a temporary 50-cent charge for every egg ordered would go into effect immediately due to a national egg shortage. I guess they decided another 3 months of just keeping the surcharge on there would
and you know, that's
help their bottom line.
50
right?
cents is a little more than a surcharge because that means
is.
On a dozen eggs, you're
right.
making $6.
Well,
that's
if you remember,
no good.
That was also at the same time that we were being told a dozen of eggs is 12, 13 bucks at the store.
That's
at
true.
The moment.
Yeah, at the moment.
After
yes.
the fact, you know, the it, eggs
they
came back
drastically
down, right?
dropped, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they based it commonly on the pathogenic avian influenza, commonly known as bird flu, resulting in increase in meal prices for customers. A Waffle House customer could not comment on the new pricing
oh my
structure
God.
Due to the fact that he was blackout drunk the night before.
Well, that makes sense.
Out of an omelet. I want an omelet right
That's
now.
Your July 5th.
Yes, July 5th, that's me. I'll be in great shape. I'll be in fine fiddle, as they fettle. Like to say. Yeah, fettle?
Fettle.
Oh, it's
fine fettle, fit fiddle. As a fiddle.
Okay, that's it. Let's see. Tomorrow
Dude.
Evening,
oh.
be sure to catch a Capital Fourth hosted by Alfonso Ribeiro on your
Ribeiro.
Local PBS station. Because Rob and Josh are scheduled to appear and perform their famous Spirit of America skit. The story of the founding of our nation.
Practiced all play, last weekend.
Yeah, it was good.
They play all the roles. Josh makes a great Betsy Ross, so tune in and sing along on Friday. But what about Saturday, the 5th?
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked that. This Saturday, July 5th, it's the return of the TMOS Cocktail Party, our quarterly fundraising swinging soiree. It's loose, like your bowels, and it's fun, and all your favorite TMOSers will be there. Join us as we celebrate our nation's independence, only one day late. Enjoy.
I hate to interrupt. Can you bring that photo up again, Josh? Because I just noticed something, because we were focused on Mike before. I'm wearing a headband with
yes.
with antennas
with stars.
Of stars, and I don't like that.
There
Thank
you.
Go.
enjoy literal bombs bursting in air with your favorite firebug, Josh Soroka. You can get in on the fun by participating in a super chat, but Josh wants you to donate for your favorite fireworks.
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
Make an early one now at MikeOMaraShow.com in the fireworks fund. You'll see it at MikeOMaraShow.com this Saturday. Come on in and BYOB. This only happens 4 times a year, so we want to see your face in the place. Head to the TMOS cocktail party this Saturday, July 5th. Make sure you are there.
Yes.
Happy 249th birthday, America. This Yankee Doodle Dandy loves you, and I am that Yankee Doodle Boy. Doodle Boy. Yankee Doodle Boy.
Yeah, like George M. Cohan. Another Irishman.
You want to know why these are cheap, these here G-Shocks?
Yeah, and haven't you spoken them with praise before?
I picked this one up at a cost company. I've
yeah.
never had a G-Shock, and I never will. Again, I am having a lot of trouble.
In fact, I never do.
Yeah, let me put the light on it. Hard to read.
It seems to me that you had a high opinion of them some time ago.
What time? 5:10 Eastern.
Well, they're
right
5:17
p.m.
As okay. kids, you could bang them around. You could
yeah.
take them
yeah.
in the pool. You can't mm-hmm. break them.
So it says on my digital, it says 5:10. And on my analog hands, it says 5 of 10 p.m. And there's nothing I can do.
They are both wrong.
To adjust. Yeah. Yeah. Well, 5:18 is close, right?
I mean, 5:18 is exactly
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that'd be correct.
Yeah. And then, but the 5 of 10 is not correct at all.
No.
And I've gone online. I've looked at YouTube videos. I've pressed all the little buttons that you're supposed to press. And I've gotten it solared up. So yep. that it's got plenty of power, and it just does not seem to respond. And this is, by the way, the G-Shock Mud Resist timepiece. And I'm
are people
happy.
Dealing with enough mud that they need to have a watch, especially for mud players?
I think that if in you Florida. Go out, you know, in Florida, and you do a mud rally. I forgot what those things are called, mud hops or mud bogs or whatever, where they go out there. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, share this episode, smash that like button, and go to MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike, the G-Shock says that you simply press and hold the top left adjust button
all right.
until you see the HADJ displayed. Then you just align the hands to zero, matching the minutes and seconds.
Yeah. I'm sure Mike has Googled already, though, before giving up, right?
Yeah, I have.
But yeah.
No, it's not working.
Maybe if you take it to Costco and ask the guy to help.
You know, if you take it to Costco, they'll replace it for you.
They'll give you a new one.
They will.
All right. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I'll do that tomorrow.
All right.
Hey! There it is.
Well, you That's won't it. Do it tomorrow, Mike, because it's a federal holiday.
They're not open?
I don't think so.
The cost company is not open?
I will check about cost company. But, yeah, they close a few days every year.
No, it's a holiday. It's a national holiday, 4th of July. They won't be open. But
they just have out front just the watch guy. That's it. The rest of it is closed.
I hope he's there. And, by the way, oh, my God, let me catch up here.
Okay.
We've got a lot more on the show, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what we do. Very, very excited to be with you, and we will continue in a second. But first, I do want to mention one of our real sponsors, not the 4th of July hack that we're doing, okay?
No,
I want to tell you that, Josh is showing his...
I brought mine.
Did you get the same color I got?
Orange?
Oh, my God. I got to go to my room. Excuse me for a second.
Okay. See you later.
Are you worried?
No, I can't do that because
we don't
want to
be matching on the cruise.
It's the bottom. We will be matching. I bought that same color. I know why you bought it, because it's Orioles orange.
No, I bought it because I said, send me anything.
Oh, you did? Mike bought it because he lives in the state of citrus fruit.
I actually was very specific in asking for that color. I picked that color out.
But here you can see.
Yes.
No mesh.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Fantastic. Fair Harbor, ladies and gentlemen, pack up your sunscreen and all of my protein bars. I'm ready for a relaxing day at the pool or the fishing pond, otherwise known as the fishing hole. Yeah, that's the company, Fair Harbor. Haven't decided yet. Either way, you can bet I won't be in my old swim trunks. Now I've got something comfortable, versatile, and built to last. This episode brought to you by Fair Harbor, makers of the world's most comfortable swimwear. If you're heading to the beach or have a vacation coming up, pack your Breeze knit line trunks and say goodbye to mesh linings forever. That mesh is a mess. Mesh is a mess. But Fair Harbor trunks are soft, chafe-free, and built to move. These trunks are softer than anything you have ever felt before. You got to give Fair Harbor a try. With millions of swimsuits sold and over 70,000 five-star reviews, Fair Harbor is a crowd favorite for a reason. Fair Harbor also carries a full line of casual clothing, great shorts, shirts, and the best hoodies ever. FairHarborClothing.com/TMOS. That's where you go. And use that code for 20% off your first purchase. That's Fair Harbor, HARBOR, clothing.com/TMOS for 20% off your first. Yes, siree. And, do it today. And
do it.
Make sure that you use the promo code TMOS so that they know that John Adams sent you. Sit down, John. Sit down, John. That's from 1776.
Sit down, John.
For God's sakes, John. Sit down. And, of course, every year at this time when we talk about one of Rob's favorite musicals, 1776.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Gives me an opportunity to not do a line from the movie,
right.
But to do a line from one of the characters in the movie played by Howard Da Silva.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dunjode. There he is. These are all brief imprints. It's Dunjode. They've already packed up your car. I'm Howard Da Silva. Yes. Sit down, John.
I play Ben Franklin. Yeah. And by the way, if you wear your Ben Franklin outfit to King's Dominion, you should use that voice all day long.
Yeah, but Mike, you've gone to the fact that I should do it, that I have the I don't have a Ben Franklin outfit.
Oh, that's a shame. Well,
no, you used to have the hair, but I don't have that anymore. So.
Josh Soroka, very, very excited as we go into this holiday weekend, because you've got all the traditional trite stories. But when, you know, the honesty of this program is that we will be great in celebrating something we love in America, and it's something he loves more than most people. I believe it's become evident to me that Josh Soroka's favorite all-time food is the hot dog, American hot dog. For God's sakes, he bought a driller for his bun.
It's hard to argue that. I am a huge fan of the hot dog.
The hot dog.
To say it's not.
He's a bun driller.
Yeah.
He likes the dogs. Would it be your love of baseball that coincides with that?
I think it's the fact that it is the perfect food for a baseball game. I think that's where it comes from.
Also, the perfect food pretty much all around. Think of it. It comes in its own container that you can eat.
By the way, I will enjoy a hot dog as much as the next guy. And I had a flood down here in Florida years ago where I was renovating my house because I had so much damage when I came down here. I had to stay for an extra 10 days and deal with contractors and do all this. And I was all by my onesies, and I became an addict at the local DQ, getting myself a chili dog every other day.
I remember this era. Yes.
Loved them. They were fans. I still think they make a tremendous dog.
A good one.
But you got some statistics on your favorite food recently.
Well, I struggled years ago when SK stopped making hot dogs because that was the only hot dog I ate.
Well, that's the Baltimore brand, isn't it?
And that's the Baltimore brand. So I struggled trying to find a ballpark or an Oscar Mayer or that whatever that I liked until I ran into the Costco hot dog, which is my favorite right now.
I think Costco dogs are made by Hebrew National. This is my theory. They taste identical to that.
Now,
Rob has always told me, Mike, the best hot dogs are made by Jews.
That's true. It is.
Yes.
That's your theory. I read an article earlier today that sat down three chefs to judge hot dogs.
Okay.
And they decided that the Costco dog was the best dog as far as flavor and taste and the snap and crunch of the hot dog.
I agree.
Do you have any empirical data, either online or in your brain, to tell me that they really are made by my favorite hot dog manufacturer, Hebrew National?
I do not. But I know that many products, and we have had some empirical data, I believe, on liquor. If your Costco sells hard liquor, I've heard and I've seen statistics that say that Grey Goose makes Costco vodka.
Okay.
All right. But Costco signature hot dogs are made in-house at two of their own meat processing facilities in Tracy, California and Morris, Illinois.
That's what they want you to think.
Okay. He's not going to give in on this. He's not.
But you know what? I will say this. If that is the case, and I'm not saying it is, they're using a Hebrew National template because it tastes like a Hebrew National dog. That's it. So they're using that as the inspiration.
So you're going to go with that?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think so. I'm surprised. Costco does use other brands as their inspiration for Kirkland products.
Sure.
In fact, there was an article earlier this week that Lululemon is suing Costco because their pants are too similar.
And you can see your hot dog.
Mike, if you buy a Lululemon pair of pants and a hot dog.
Your hot dog shows right.
It does. It does.
When we, Rob and I both work out in Lululemon and have for many, many years.
I knew her for a long time ago. I knew Lululemon.
Since we are on the subject, well, that's congratulations to Costco for being voted a great
now,
hot dog.
And yes, still $1.50 for Hold a dog on. And a Coke. That
I have a story update.
Uh-oh.
Before the 2000s, their dogs were made by Hebrew National.
Bam.
At which point, Hebrew National increased their prices, so Costco turned to do it themselves.
Ah.
Okay, well, you know what?
It surprises me that they would raise their prices.
Stop it. I have to say that they've done a marvelous job copying it then.
Costco started in 2011 making it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And great onions.
Onion crank.
I do not have the onion crank.
I hear they're doing a soft launch and bringing it back after COVID. Yeah.
Yeah, like the Dinosaur movie.
Dinosaur's movie?
Yeah, Onion Crank
Reboot. No, it's a soft reboot. How do you take your dog, Soroka?
Plain or ketchup mustard relish.
Okay. Rob Spiewak?
If it is just a simple ballpark dog, just mustard. That's
what about a Costco dog?
A Costco dog, I will load up with relish, mustard, and ketchup. I think relish and ketchup play well together.
Neither one of you will put the onions
on? And I will put onions if they're available. Absolutely.
It is not an option at my Costco.
Onions ahead of relish, of course.
You're missing the best way to have a hot dog. When
What's
I go
that?
To Costco, I put maple syrup and clam chowder. Oh, always. Always. Yum, yum.
Kirkland maple syrup.
No, in all seriousness, I will put the onion and a little mustard. And really, though,
now,
if you give me a choice, if it's available and it's somewhat decent,
yeah,
I'll put a little chili on my hot dog. Nothing.
Yeah, that depends on the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
I will make chili if I'm doing hot dogs at home.
Will you watch the hot dog eating contest this weekend?
Disgust
me. Carrie loves that. I'll probably not watch it.
I hate it.
Carrie will.
Hate it. I do. I always feel like somebody's going to die. I don't like it. Didn't like eating contests on the radio. Hated doing them. Don't care for it. Don't like watching it. Like interviewing the people. Liked having Chestnut on the show. That was fun.
Joseph Chestnut.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, you got beautiful video standing
I do.
By.
And also, Mike, before we close the door on it, sauerkraut ever?
No. Don't like sauerkraut.
I love the sauerkraut.
In any form, you'll have to talk to Mrs. O'Mara. She and you are the sauerkraut fans. She loves sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
We got the beautiful video coming up. But first, I want to remind you that it is nearly Independence Day. And I want to tell you about my own little Dolly Madison. Such an ass.
These are patriotic spots for the day before Independence Day is what these are.
Carla is absolutely crushing it as she helps people look and feel amazing. At DermGlow, it's all about real skincare, clinical grade products. Now we get into the stuff he never changes. There's never a change. It's shtick at the beginning,
shtick
at the end, and then everything else is identical.
New copy on Monday, Mike. There will be new copy on Monday.
Customized treatments. Yes, Josh.
That's the medical stuff, so he's stuck in there. He can't have fun.
Yeah, that's right. Can't do it. Carla is also your go-to for weight loss and wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLP-1s. Those are the game-changing meds everyone's talking about to lose serious weight. Plus, there's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox, and more. All doctor-approved and shipped right to your door. The best part, it's fast, easy, and there are payment plans. So anyone can do this. No huge upfront costs. You take a quick quiz, you get approved, and it comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com. Right now.
Josh, ask him when to do it.
When should you go?
Right now.
Thank you.
Whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness, Carla's got your back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And yes, tell her Mike sent you. People are visiting Carla from all around the globe, on the boats and on the planes. They're coming to America, never looking back again. They're coming to America.
Wrong Don't melody.
What is it?
Neil Diamond. On the boats and on the planes.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. They're coming to America.
All right, hold on. I'll do it.
All right.
All right. Coming to it. Now, when does it start? All around the globe?
Yeah.
Where's the lyric start?
Well, what's the first lyric I wrote
it
in
says,
there?
People are visiting Carla from all around. Right. All around the globe. How does it start?
I think it's all around the world. People
no,
come
that's
into
not what
America.
You wrote in your copy. Not only are you doing the lyrics, I don't know how to do it.
Well,
all around the globe, on the boats and on the planes.
Yeah, okay. All around the globe is where the copy starts. And the song starts with on the boats, on the
planes. On the boats and on the planes.
There you go.
They come into America, never looking back again. Play the videos, for Christ's sake.
Hey, this was good.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
Kansas.
In Wichita.
K-E-Y-N.
All American.
Mike, I know when you lived up here, you loved traveling I-70 near Hagerstown, didn't you?
Hagerstown was fantastic. fantastic. I loved it. I lived there for about 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. Under a bridge, you can eat.
Mike, there was bad traffic in Hagerstown this week.
Really?
I would think one of the worst things that you could have to block traffic could be this item. Have you ever seen one of those big windmills out in the plains of America that are spinning and generating? Yeah. Each one of those blades is huge, is it not?
Got them up in Maine, too.
Yeah. Every one of those blades is so big. Yeah.
Green. Yeah. A massive wind turbine blade blocking traffic along I-70. This is near Hagerstown for several hours during morning rush hour. And we know commuting in our area can be quite the challenge. But this morning, drivers in Western Maryland, they got quite the shock.
Oh, my goodness. It was quite the sight out there. We find DC News Now's Randy Bash just off of I-70 where it all happened.
And Randy, you have more on what happened. How are drivers reacting?
Yes, drivers here in and around the DMV. We are all no stranger to terrible traffic, but today's trouble was quite different. And drivers,
I don't know if she's related.
Hagerstown is close to Baltimore.
I don't know if she's related.
You don't think so?
Or married.
Granddaughter, maybe?
Could be granddaughter. Yeah, please.
Randy Bass. Morty Bass's relative.
A lot of people know we got bad traffic up here in Hagerstown, and now we got a turbine blade.
All right, Marty Bass, ladies and gentlemen around the country, was a local television personality in Balmer.
Yes,
and
beloved.
A big name in Baltimore. That's why we see this. We think of Marty Bass. But let's listen to Randy and her eyewitness account.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Here in Washington County today, they say it was unlike anything they've ever run into before.
Doesn't look like it.
Footage from nearby MDOT traffic cameras shows that wind turbine blade stretching across all four lanes of I-70 right in the middle of the busy morning commute. One driver we talked to said the massive turbine blade and the big backups were the talk of his trucking group chat this morning.
I didn't know what it was at first, but here for you guys, man, that's a big, that thing was huge.
Yeah, it was huge when he saw it.
Did it fall off the truck?
It fell off the truck. Exactly. It was a long...
The trucker probably wasn't driving properly.
Yeah, he better get his ass together. That's
Come
the
on.
Thing.
Let's do it.
I cannot find any relation between Marty and Randy.
So another disappointment for you, Rob. I'm sorry.
I know. I think that the reporter is actually cousins with Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Billy Bass, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, on walls everywhere.
Like, I know at your house, one in every room, right?
Yeah, you got it.
40 years ago this week, or this month rather, was
Live Aid. Be happy. All right, go ahead. All right, just come on now. Let's go.
So here's today's clip from Live Aid. Here's one for Jimmy Cerrito.
He looks healthy.
Keep in mind, this is Ozzy 40 years ago.
Well addled by that time.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? A little heavy for Ozzy. But it was a surprise. I believe it was a surprise reunion for Black Sabbath. And that was one of the big moments.
You know, though, as much as I have had horrible things to say about Ozzy Osbourne over the years, not one of my favorite artists. And I know Jimmy loves him and he's one of my bestest buddies. But I will tell you this. When you see that, you do stop because it's that iconic.
You stop and
watch that. But,
he does not look 36 years old.
No.
Close. It's fun as I do these clips from this. This was a concert that was one day. It's just mind-boggling. Meanwhile, if you really want to boggle your mind, Mike, I think I found the proper Guinness World Record for you to try to beat. This is a good one, and it's productive. I know there's a lot of stupid ones. This is building the world's tallest tower of dominoes. Okay. And so what they had to do was build it and measure it before it fell.
Just and amazing. Yes, this is the domino tower that I've always wanted to build.
Just need to get it measured officially and then we broke the world record. Yeah.
All right, 10.128 meters.
So... they won.
We did
it.
I'm going to throw my squirrel Nabla at the tower. I just like squirrels.
Here's it coming down. Pretty amazing.
You're really going to give that amazing? You're gonna
I give think that, I love I'm to give watch all the dominoes
word.
Fall.
I'm going to say unrewarding.
Oh, meaningless?
I thought they were going to knock it down while trying to measure it.
Yeah. They got close. They got close, but they
survived.
I got
the whole thing wrong. I thought they went out and bought a bunch of pizzas.
And I'm glad he chose a squirrel and not a plane to throw
well,
at
I'm
the
glad
tower.
He. I'm glad he brought his squirrel
He kind of looked like Michael J. Fox from 3 Mile Island, didn't he?
You know, that's, Mike, that's a qualifier I haven't heard in years.
I'm going to throw my squirrel at it.
Yeah. Dang. Can we see the slide for the cocktail party show, Josh? Because then you can see Mike O'Mara from 3 Mile Island.
That's me from 3 Mile Island. There it is, with my jet black eyebrows and my Kentucky Fried Chicken beard. And Rob drinking his blue martini.
Exactly. Let's close with this, Mike. One of my regrets is I actually had a contact to get to Don Pardo. I was one person removed. And if I had pressed my luck
Saturday
and paid for it,
Night Live.
I probably could have gotten Don Pardo to say my name if I paid for it. And I should have done that, but now he's dead. So they asked Bobby Moynihan, ex-Saturday Night Live guy, about Don Pardo. And I love this story, especially the person who gets called out in it.
Tonell, one day, Don Pardo was walking past me. This is a very old man. He had been around for a very, very long time at this point. And he was just walking down the hallway past me, and really quietly under his breath, he went, Bobby Moynihan. Just like that. And then he went, that one's fun to say. Not like that nightmare Nassim Pajraj.
That's so cool.
I
How
love
about that?
That.
How about nailing a story in 5 seconds? That's
I
fantastic.
Know. And I love to hear Don Pardo's Nassim Pedral.
Oh, that's
That
fantastic.
Was always a favorite of mine, but that's
that
cool.
That is a great story. I love that video.
Bobby Moynihan.
All right, well, we're going to take a powder, and we're going to be back with a bonus show. I want to share my favorite Live Aid clip since we've been celebrating
cool.
Live Aid. I'll do that with a little longer and a little more extended. I hope you like it as much as I do. And a lot more fun and thrills on the bonus show tomorrow on the 4th of July. That's
we
right.
We also have Rob Radio all weekend.
Oh, that's
Rob
right.
Radio
Three episodes.
All weekend.
Yeah.
Just go to MichaelMaraShow.com. Get all the stuff you need. We are chock full of content for you. And if you are not a subscriber, shame on you. Shame on you, my friends, okay?
Hey, because do you think that's what Michael Jackson was saying all those years?
Shame on
you.
Shame on you.
You.
Shame on. Shame on you. Share that episode. Smash that like button.
You have elephant skin.
The two of us. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you Saturday. And Rob will see you with Rob Radio all weekend long for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
And turkey legs.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
I'm over here now!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Fiddlesticks, I'm just a man, same as you are.
You're not a man, you're a bishop, for God's sakes!
There is no God.
Colds, flus, streps, even COVIDs. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture.
Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night, cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about keeping everything secure.